Welcome to the Upper Mentality Podcast. For those who don't know me, my name is Taylor. I am a mental performance consultant, training the minds of professional and youth athletes, just helping them, you know, conquer the mental game, whether that's building their confidence, helping them string together some more consistent performances, and so much more. Now, here in Ontario, anyways, hockey playoffs are here. They're here. OHL just started. OJ's right in the midst of it. Minor hockey's going. And one thing I've been thinking a lot about lately is the importance of leadership in playoffs, particularly being able to spark your team when maybe things are dim and spirits are low. Because anyone who's played hockey before knows and understands that, you know, when the energy is off on the bench, whether that means everyone's just low or you can tell guys are frustrated, and, you know, whatever it might be, it can be really important to have someone there to bring the spirits back up. And to do this, it doesn't mean you have to go necessarily use your words, which, you know, using your words is one way you could do it, you know. But a lot of it, I think, is inspiring through your play. And this is valuable for different reasons, in my opinion. So when I say inspiring through your play, it's leading by example. So let's say nobody is finishing their checks in the corners, or they're not battling, or they're getting really frustrated after mistakes. Maybe you go out there and you compete your hardest. You bounce back quick from mistakes, and you lead the way. You set the right example to inspire teammates. And by you doing that, maybe you help cause an extra turnover. Maybe you cause an extra scoring opportunity, or whatever that might be, which can spark the team. But on the other side of this, you know, I've done some work in tennis, and I know one message I've heard a lot in tennis is the importance of body language. In that, in a tennis match, the moment you start showing weakness with your body language, showing your opponent that they're wearing you down, that you're frustrated, that just gives them that much more confidence and motivation and energy to keep going to finish off the match. And it's no different in a hockey game. Because if the other team is all over your team in a hockey game and you can't get anything going, and they see that overall the team is frustrated, negative, off their game, that's going to give them that much more power and that much more energy. But if you keep pushing and pushing and be that spark and stick to your game and manage your emotions, then suddenly that's really intimidating for the other team, because they're thinking, wow, like, we're doing everything we can and they're not giving up, they're still pushing. And no matter how big of a percentage advantage, or however you want to think of it, it gives the other team, I would be hard pressed to believe that it does not account for something. So the point here is, think about what kind of spark you can bring to your team, whether that's through leading by example, like I've talked about, or just using your words, being positive, giving some pats on the back. All these things can really add up, and who knows, they could ultimately be the difference maker between your team staying in it and your team not getting back into the game. Now, if you or someone you know are tired of getting the same results and are motivated and ready to take your game to the next level, go check us out at uppermentality.ca. The link to my website can be found in the description of the podcast, so no need to scramble for a pen and paper or pause the podcast. Just simply go down into the description and it'll give you a direct link to get to where you need to go.